Flow-based programming. Push and pull. Super easy JavaScript. You need to start selling AI services. AI is not chat or photos. It is an infinite complexity machine. Everything is possible. But your users will be sending requests in faster than your AI will be able to process them. Industry nerds and college taught will talk about software applications here, but the truth is, you can handle it in just about 15 lines of code. The reason we are talking about this is because flow-based programming consists of tiny little programs that AI can understand. Every other method is too confusing for AI. People then recommend you loop AI and try to make it guess what you need and then use an automatic test. That is not how you use AI. That is completely crazy. Now, back to our example. You can't tell the users when to do business. They will always push. And that means you will queue their AI requests. Maybe requests to generate photos or poetry or scientific articles. When it comes to processing those requests, however, you have to pull. Because you need to wait for your local AI to finish the current job before you can send the next one in. So you can't stop the users from sending requests. You queue it up, but you can't make the AI hurry. So you pull from the queue, wait for the AI to do the thing, and you pull the next request from the queue. And the next one. And the queue is filling up all the time because users are pushing requests on. And you are quietly, slowly processing one after another. Oh, and don't worry about being overwhelmed by too many requests with a slow AI. You just buy a second computer. By that time, you should be able to afford 5 more. The craziest part about this setup is that push is a normal computer function with an extra argument. Just one little word. And pull is almost a normal computer for loop. It is an asynchronous loop. Again, just one little word. With 2 freaking words, standard programming turns into a wise living pipeline perfectly understandable by AI. Crazy. Not only does this support multiple CPU core utilization, having one queue on the network and many computers picking up jobs from it. But also, flow-based programming is a tree of little functions, not necessarily reusable, but certainly necessary and well-named. And AI has no problems with understanding 3 or 15 line functions. And you can use a slow AI too. You're not sending a huge context in. It's not even clear if you need to send any context in. So what are those 2 words? In the push system, where we can't control incoming data, the word is send. The program that organizes our tree, about 10 or 15 lines of code, makes it so that the send word is a function and that it will send data to all the next functions that follow. So your function can be fanning out here, going into multiple places, and those places can go into multiple places. But all you really add to standard programming here is the send function. Instead of return, you say send. Wow. Wow. Please note that a complete runnable example is provided with the original text of this document. Just that send alone creates a push-directed flow-based programming system. And once you transform your push data, you stick it in a log file at the end. That is your queue. In the example, the queue is just an array, and that's not a bad idea. This is where all those unrelenting requests pile up. This is your request warehouse. And from here, from this wall of requests, you switch to pool architecture. You say, for await request in queue, and then the for loop will give you your first request from the queue. Now you are allowed to say, await AI process request. And here, your pool system stops and waits. It waits for the AI to finish. You are awaiting the AI to complete. Only when the AI replies with a cartoon selfie, for example, or a fierce poem, can you now send it back to the user account. Don't call it push, we just send it there. It's an inbox. Now that the async for loop body, which is just about 3 lines of code, exited, the for loop gives you the next request. You pull again. It pulls the next request from the warehouse, from the queue, and you are ready to go again. All of this can turn into 15, maybe 30 lines of code. When I interact with my AI, I just treat failure as a reason to click resend. So you may not even need a log file or a special database. Crash early and make sure the users have a convenient resend button. AI is magical like that. Now, I am not allowed to write any more on this subject because I worry I would overcomplicate it. This text, the precious little spells of push and pull programming, must end here. The eureka moment comes a few hours or a few days later. Enjoy it. And remember, I included the fully functional code that simulates receiving requests through the push method and then dequeuing requests through the pull method and simulating contacting an AI. You can see how it all works. If you knew how much programming and how many huge applications claim to solve this problem, this little 30-line issue, you would not believe it. You'd start wondering what those CEOs are actually doing. Yeah.